Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Tuesday class, December 30th, 2025, 2025 Christmas special.
Remind you that tomorrow at 1 in the afternoon we will have communion service. And then following the communion service there will be a movie, and Tyrone told me he's bringing the popcorn. There is no service that's more important in the eyes of God than the communion service. It is a time of intensified fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And in God's eyes, it is number one in importance. Because I have taught the passages in Corinthians in great detail, I realize how important it is in the eyes of God. And therefore, I didn't want it to be something that was just so-so. A lot of churches, it's not a big deal. They have communion. Some of them have communion. You can grab a wafer, a cracker, and juice, and every day. Doesn't mean anything. For most churches, it doesn't mean anything at all. Just another class. But I know that in God's eyes, it means everything. And so the pastor establishes the policy in a local church. And there's nowhere in the Bible that says how often you should have communion. But I establish the policy based on the absolute truth of the Word of God. And I decided I would have it once a month, 12 times a year. That's only 12 days out of 365. And yet we got all these Christians that it's not a big deal. And even though it's only 12 days out of the year, they're not here for half of them. Which tells me that I'm just talking to rocks that aren't encapsulating and learning and believing the absolute truth of the Word of God. Well, we will have communion tomorrow, one of 12 times. The other 365 days, we won't. We only have it 12 days out of 365. And I set it up that way so that you can take the time to set that aside in your own spiritual life, to come and have intensified fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of the people here do, some do not. Everything else is more important. New Year's. New Year's Eve, fireworks. There's supposed to be more people coming here to Las Vegas tomorrow for New Year's Eve to set a record. It's also, God is going to bring rain. I hope He rains and pours the rain all over the hell of them. And by the way, no, I'm not going to watch the fireworks and New Year's. I'm not going to watch any of that. If I watch anything, I'll go home and watch It's a Wonderful Life. But in this society today and among Christians, God and the Word of God doesn't mean a damn thing. But I, as long as I'm considering just shutting the whole thing down and stop wasting my time. You guys, this congregation, it's not a big deal. Well, if it's not a big deal, then why should I beat my brains out to study, to teach no one? So, that's what we have tomorrow. It means everything to me. For those of you who are here, you can have intensified fellowship with the living and true God. All right. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's Word. And therefore, open the Word of God to Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9. And in preparation to worship our Lord, a few moments of silent prayer. Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this evening to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We have an update from the Las Ventanas Senior Living Center. Las Ventanas December 24th report. The Las Ventanas lesson on Wednesday, December 24th, went very well. Our last lesson of 2025. After the ladies sang "Hark the Herald Angels Sing" with Carrie Underwood, if I'd have known she was going to be there, I'd have been over there too. I like Carrie Underwood. After the ladies sang "Hark the Herald Angels Sing" with Carrie Underwood, we listened to Pastor Olson teach the second half of the 2015 Christmas special. In this lesson, the pastor focused on the fulfillment of prophecy, citing passages from Micah, Exodus, and Isaiah. Then the pastor read Daniel 9, verses 24 to 27, and described how the Magi knew exactly when the Messiah would come and when he would be crucified later. We will continue the Las Ventanas lessons next year with the conclusion of the Heaven Special, followed by the Psalm 23 Special. To God be the glory as he continues to bless the ministry at Las Ventanas. And as always, your prayers are greatly appreciated. Rich Blair. Isaiah 9, 6, and 7 is where we are focusing the 2025 Christmas special. And this great prophetical passage presents the hypostatic union of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. The very first clause in verse 6, because a child has been born for us, true humanity of the Messiah. A son has been given for us, the undiminished deity of the Messiah. And therefore, the Messiah is the unique person of the universe. Undiminished deity and true humanity united in one person forever. He is the theanthropic person, the God-man. And therefore, one of the most important doctrines that you can learn concerning the Messiah and that first Christmas is the doctrine of the hypostatic union. And we have been studying that in great detail. This first clause of verse 6 presents the greatest miracle that this world will ever know. The incarnation of the eternal Son of God on that first Christmas. The first clause of verse 6 puts the spotlight on the first advent of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the second clause of verse 6 puts the spotlight on the second coming of the Messiah. And that second clause says, and the government will be on his shoulders. Now we go from the first advent of Christ to the second advent of Jesus Christ. We have the cal imperfect of the verb hayah, plus the noun misra with the definite article, plus the prepositional phrase al joined by a makef to the noun shekem with the third person singular suffix. The verb hayah is the Hebrew to be verb. H-A-Y-A-H, hayah, the Hebrew to-be verb. And it's in the imperfect tense. And that takes us from the first advent of the Messiah, his incarnation and virgin birth, to the future, to the second advent of the Messiah. Hayah, as the Hebrew to-be verb, is in the imperfect, and you correctly translate it, will be. The future, referring to the second advent, and the millennial reign of Jesus Christ on the earth. And then we have the noun misra. M-I-S-R-A-H. Misra. And Misra is the Hebrew word that means rule. It means dominion. It means government. And then we have a prepositional phrase, al, plus the noun shekem. And it's al with the third person singular suffix. It's al shikmo. I-N-A-L, then Makef, S-H-I-K-M-A-H. Or excuse me, that's in the third person singular suffix. It's Shikmo, Al-Shikmo. And Al-Shikmo means upon, on or upon his shekem, his shoulders. So, one, this clause says that the miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, is a gift from God who will be the ruler of the entire world. The miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, is a gift from God who will be the ruler of the entire world. I'd like you to turn over to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse 31. And behold, you will conceive in your womb, this was a virgin conception, God the Holy Spirit providing the fertilization. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him, God the Father, will give him, the Messiah, the throne of his father David. There's his true humanity as the Son of David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. Forever. And his kingdom will have no end. That's what we have here in the second clause. He will be a king who will rule over the world forever. And his kingdom, the millennial kingdom, will have no end. Point two, at the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ will establish his kingdom on earth, and he will rule the entire world. At the second advent, the Lord Jesus Christ, the miracle Messiah, will establish his kingdom on earth, and he will rule the entire world. Three, not only will the Lord Jesus Christ, the miracle Messiah, be the ruler of the world, but the entire responsibility of justice and righteousness in the administration of government rests upon his shoulders. Not only will the Lord Jesus Christ, the miracle Messiah, be the ruler of the world, But the entire responsibility of justice and righteousness in the administration of government rests upon his shoulders. Four, the child is to be the King of all kings, and following his resurrection, ascension, and session at the right hand of the Father, he is given this title, King of kings and Lord of lords. And when he returns at the second advent, he returns as the King of kings and Lord of lords, and will rule the entire earth for 1,000 years in the millennium, and then on forever. Now, in the last half of Isaiah 9:6, the prophet Isaiah gives us four characteristics of the celebrityship of the miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Four characteristics. The first one is Wonder Counselor. You could also translate that Miracle Counselor. So he is, first characteristic of his celebrityship, he's a Wonder Counselor. He is the Miracle Counselor. Secondly, he is the Mighty Omnipotent God. The Mighty Omnipotent God. Third, he is the Eternal Father. The Eternal Father. And fourth, he is the Prince of Peace. So the last half of Isaiah 9:6, the prophet Isaiah gives us four characteristics of the celebrityship of the miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Wonder Counselor or Miracle Counselor, the Mighty Omnipotent God, the Eternal Father, and the Prince of Peace. In the Bible, the name indicates the character or the essence and nature of a person. And therefore, when it is stated in verse 6 that he shall be called, he shall be called, we are to understand that the following name are descriptions of the celebrityship of the miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. The first characteristic of the celebrityship of the Lord Jesus Christ, well, probably in your Bible, your English translation, you have Wonderful Counselor. How many of you have Wonderful Counselor in your Bible? All of you? Wonderful Counselor? Well, that's not a correct translation in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, we have Pele Yoetz. Oh, well, no wonder. Pele Yoetz. That's P-E-L-E, Aleph, and then Y, long O, I-N, E-T-S, Pele Yoetz. So, there's two words here. And the first word is Pele, P-E-L-E, Pele. So let's first of all, before we go to the participle of Yatzah, let's look at Pele. One, Pele is not an adjective. You notice it's translated in most of your English translations. It's translated like it's an adjective. But it's not an adjective. If it was an adjective, it would be translated wonderful. But we don't have an adjective. We have a noun. It's not an adjective, it's a noun. So point two, Pele means wonder, unusual, extraordinary, or miracle. Wonder, unusual, extraordinary, miracle. The Messiah, the miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, in hypostatic union, which we have seen in the first part of verse 6, the greatest miracle the world will ever know is the incarnation of the eternal Son of God, where He becomes undiminished deity and true humanity in one person forever. Three, Pele comes from the verb pala. It comes from the verb pala. P-A-L-A, Aleph. Pala. And the verb pala means to be surpassing, to be extraordinary, to be miraculous. So the verb means to be surpassing, to be extraordinary, to be miraculous. That's the verb from which Pele, the noun, comes from. So, point four. The noun Pele is translated in Psalm 78, verse 12, as miracles. It's translated miracles. In Psalm 78, 12. So turn over to Psalm 78. Psalm 78. Psalm 78. We're going to start at verse 9. The men of Ephraim, though armed with bows, turned back on the day of battle. Verse 10. They did not keep God's covenant, and they refused to live by His law, His word. They refused to live their life by the absolute truth of the word of God. They're reversionists. Verse 11. They forgot what He, God, had done, what the Lord Jesus Christ had done, the wonders that He had shown them. Verse 12, He, the Lord Jesus Christ, did Pele. Here's our word. He did miracles in the sight of their fathers. The word is translated miracles. The Lord Jesus Christ did miracles. Miracle after miracle after miracle. You would think that they would be positive, have humility. You would think that they would want to know this Lord. You would think they would want to love Him with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. But no. They're just like Christians in America today. They don't give a damn about Jesus Christ or the Word of God. They got everything, all the distractions going on. And those distractions are more important than the living and true God. But He, the Lord, did miracles in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the region of Zoan. Verse 13, He divided the sea and led them through the Red Sea. He parted the Red Sea. He made the water stand firm like a wall. Miracle number two. He guided them with the cloud by day. This is a theophany. Jesus Christ in theophany. Cloud by day and fire by night. He guided them with the cloud by day and with light from the fire all night. Miracle after miracle in Jesus Christ in theophany. He split the rocks in the desert and gave them water as abundant as the sea. He brought streams out of a rocky crag and made water flow down like rivers. All of these are miracles that Jesus Christ performed for them again and again and again and again. So did they turn to Him? Did they want to learn His Word, the absolute truth of the Word of God? Did they grow up in the grace and knowledge of the living and true God? No. No, they turned away from God and His Word. They forgot what He had done. They forgot the wonders that He had shown them. And in verse 12, He did Pele, miracle after miracle after miracle. And the word miracle is the word Pele. So point five, in Psalm 78, verse 12 through verse 16, Pele describes the miracles that the Lord performed in Egypt, namely the parting of the Red Sea, the safe crossing of the Red Sea, the Lord Jesus Christ in theophany, leading Israel as a pillar of cloud and as a pillar of fire, and providing water out of the rock. So, Pele describes the miracles the Lord performed for the Israeli people. Six, all these mighty miracles are called Pele. Wonders, miracles. Seven, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, is a Pele Himself. He is a wonder, a miracle. Undiminished deity and true humanity united in one person forever. Jesus Christ is the miracle Messiah. The hypostatic union of the Lord Jesus Christ is a miracle. A child is born, true humanity of Christ. A son is given, the deity of Christ. Eight, the Messiah surpasses human thought and power. He is the God-man, the unique person of the universe. He is a miracle, a wonder. He is a Pele. The Messiah surpasses human thought and power. He is the God-man, the unique person of the universe. He is a Pele, a miracle, a wonder. 8, Pele designates the Lord Jesus Christ not merely as someone who is extraordinary, but as one who in his very person and essence is a wonder and a miracle. Pele designates the Lord Jesus Christ not merely as someone who is extraordinary, but as one who in his very person and essence is a wonder and a miracle. 9. Not only is the incarnate Word, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, a wonder and a miracle, but also the written word, the mind of Christ, is a wonder and a miracle. Psalm 119, verse 129. Your testimonies, the Word of God, Bible doctrine, are Pele, wonders. They are wonders. And therefore my soul keeps them, observes them, obeys them. And this is true today for very few Christians. For very few Christians. They not only do not love the Lord Jesus Christ with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, but the Word of God is also a wonder, a Pele. And the believer who realizes that, his soul observes them, believes them, keeps them, obeys them. We just have very few Christians that's reality. Not only is the incarnate Word, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, a wonder, a miracle, but the written Word, the mind of Christ, is a wonder and a miracle. Psalm 119, 129. 10. Therefore, there is a very close relationship between the written Word and the living Word, Jesus Christ. Both are infinite, eternal wonders and miracles. Therefore, there is a close relationship between the written Word and the living Word, Jesus Christ. Both are infinite, eternal wonders and miracles. You've heard about the so-called wonders of our world. Those so-called wonders of this world will pass away. But the wonders and miracles of the living and true God and the Word of God will never, never pass away. Matthew 24, verse 35. Matthew 24, 35. And the Lord Jesus Christ is holding the wonder and miracle of the Lord Jesus Christ is holding the Bible class. And he says, heaven and earth will pass away. The so-called wonders of the heaven and earth, they'll all pass away. But my words will never pass away. So where is your priority as a member of the royal family of God? What are your priorities? the so-called wonders of this world, or the wonders of the living and true God, the wonder Messiah, the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, and the Word of God. They're both wonders that will never, ever pass away. So the so-called wonders of this world and this universe will pass away. But the wonders and miracles of the living and true God and the Word of God will never pass away. In Isaiah 9:6, this messianic title does not stop with the word Pele, wonder or miracle, but is completed by the cal-active participle of a verb. It's completed by the cal-active participle of yatsah. Excuse me, I'm not yatsah, yatz. You knew that, of course, you see, sitting out there. Y-A-I-N-A-T-S. That's the verb, yatz. The cal active participle of the verb ya'atz. And ya'atz is a verb that means to advise or to counsel. It never means to ask, but always refers to one who counsels, who gives advice. And the participle is a substantival participle. And that means it functions as a noun. And it's correctly translated counselor. So, one, Pele Yoetz is correctly translated wonder counselor or miracle counselor. Wonder counselor or miracle counselor. Paleoates is correctly translated wonder counselor or miracle counselor. Two, the first characteristic of the celebrityship of Jesus Christ is that he is the wonder counselor. He is the miracle counselor. Three, the Lord Jesus Christ is Aletheia. A-L, long E-T-H-E-I-A. Aletheia, that is the Greek word for absolute truth. Absolute truth. It's used to describe, Jesus Christ describes himself this way. John 14:6, Jesus Christ said, I am the way and the aletheia, the absolute truth. I am the way, the absolute truth, and the life. No one comes to heaven where the Father is except through faith in me. He is, Jesus Christ declared, I am the absolute truth. As I read to you yesterday, today, people don't even know what the truth is. The absolute truth is Jesus Christ. And not only is Jesus Christ the absolute truth, but the Word of God is the absolute truth. And what is the Word of God? The mind of Christ, the thinking of Christ. So we have you have your Bibles, the Word of God, the mind of Christ, the voice of the Spirit. And so Jesus Christ said, He is absolute truth. The Word of God is the mind of Christ. It is absolute truth. For He is the sum total of wisdom and knowledge. The sum total of wisdom and knowledge. And therefore, He is the perfect ruler, the perfect advisor, the perfect counselor. The perfect ruler, the perfect advisor, the perfect counselor. 5. To sit upon the throne of David as the messianic king, King of kings and Lord of lords, to rule the entire world in the millennial kingdom requires wisdom that no mere man possesses. To sit upon the throne of David, which Jesus Christ will do at the second advent, as the messianic King of kings and Lord of lords, to rule the entire world in the millennial kingdom, requires wisdom that no mere man possesses. 6. The miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the wonder counselor. And therefore, He will perfectly rule all the nations of the world in the millennial kingdom. The miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the wonder counselor, and therefore He will perfectly rule all the nations of the world in the millennial kingdom. He is absolute truth. He is the possessor and the expounder of absolute truth. He is the possessor of all wisdom and knowledge. 7. As a believer in Jesus Christ, the only counselor that you need is the wonder counselor, the Lord Jesus Christ. As a believer in Jesus Christ, the only counselor that you need is the wonder counselor, the Lord Jesus Christ. Eight. Jesus Christ in His person and in His thinking, the mind of Christ, the Word of God, is the perfect solution and answer to every question, every problem, every adversity and circumstance that you will ever face in life. Jesus Christ, in His person, and in His thinking, the mind of Christ, the Word of God, is the perfect solution and answer to every question, every problem, every adversity and circumstance that you will ever face in this life. You have the greatest counselor of all, the only one you need the Wonder Counselor, the Miracle Counselor, Jesus Christ. Not some Christian counselor out there, and there are Christian counselors out there for everything. Counsel you in marriage, counsel you in this, and counsel you in that, the other thing. And there was a time, I mean, I've been here almost since Adam, so I've been here a long time. And I have, in the past, I've counseled a lot of people. And I gave great advice, but it didn't make that much difference. And so I've got to the point where I do my counseling right here, right from the pulpit, by teaching you the absolute truth of the Word of God. And that's the mind of Christ. The Word of God is the mind of Christ. It's the thinking of Christ. And if you have positive volition and humility, that's all it takes. Positive volition and humility to assemble consistently and faithfully and grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and get maximum metabolized doctrine, the thinking of Christ in your heart. Well, then Jesus Christ will counsel you, the Wonder Counselor, the Miracle Counselor. He will counsel you from His thinking, the mind of Christ that's in your heart. And that's where God wants all of you to be. And I've been here maybe too long. And taught and taught and taught. And there's no reason why every single one of you don't have maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart. The thinking of Christ. The mind of Christ. In your heart. And then you are a self-sustaining believer. That's what God wants all of you to be. God wants all of you to be a self-sustaining believer. Not leaning on a crutch. Not leaning on human counselors out there. Not leaning on the pastor as a counselor. I do my counseling. Now, I don't do counseling anymore. My counseling is done right here. By teaching you the absolute truth of the God-breathed Scriptures, the mind of Christ. And if you have humility and positive volition, you'll be here consistently and faithfully and learn it and believe it. And have the Wonder Counselor, Jesus Christ, counseling you from your heart. That's where God wants all of you to be. He wants all of you to be a self-sustaining believer. Not leaning on crutches. People. So point 9. The Wonder Counselor, Jesus Christ, counsels and advises the believer through the mind of Christ, the Word of God. The Wonder Counselor, Jesus Christ, counsels and advises the believer through the mind of Christ, the Word of God. First Corinthians 2:16 says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may teach him? But we have the mind of Christ, the Word of God." If the Word of God is taught consistently and faithfully by the faithful pastor-teacher, and if believers are consistent and faithful in assembling to receive the teaching of the Word of God, the mind of Christ, then there would be no need for counseling by the pastor. 10. The pastor teaches the Word of God, the mind of Christ, to a group of believers. The pastor teaches the Word of God, the mind of Christ, to a group of believers. And the wonder counselor, the Lord Jesus Christ, then counsels the believer through his thinking, metabolized doctrine in the believer's heart. That's, you are now being counseled by the wonder counselor, the miracle counselor. From the mind of Christ, maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart. That is the best. So the pastor teaches the Word of God, the mind of Christ, to a group of believers. And the wonder counselor, the Lord Jesus Christ, counsels the believer through his thinking, metabolized doctrine in the believer's heart. So how about the first characteristic of the celebrityship of Jesus Christ? Wonder counselor. Miracle counselor. And this is God's plan. God wants all of you to find a sound Bible teaching church. It's up to you. You're free to assemble or free to go watch fireworks, or free to watch hockey, you're free to play golf, or you're free to go fishing. And by the way, I love to go fishing. I love to go fishing. The number one fisherman of all time was Jesus Christ. So if you like to fish, you're just trying to be number two. You'll never be number one. He was the greatest fisherman of all time. I love to fish. But the Lord Jesus Christ asked Peter, "Do you love me, Peter? Then feed my sheep." I've had a lot of people tell me, "You know, Pastor Olson, you need to go on a vacation. You need to go someplace and do some." And I said, "I am on vacation, 365 days a year. I'm on vacation. I have happy place number one back here where I study, and happy place number two where I live here in Las Vegas. So I have happy place one and happy place two. And I'm on vacation. And no, I don't have to go take a week off, 2 weeks off, a month off, 2 months off, a year off, sabbatical. I don't have to do that. I love my Lord, and I love Him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so I know why I'm here. And I don't need to go on a vacation or take some weeks off or anything. I'm on vacation 365 days a year. So, I'll be here 5 times a week teaching the Word of God. And it's totally up to you whether you want to be here or be somewhere else. That's totally up to you. That's between you and the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing to do with me. It's between you and the Lord. You're free to come, you're free to go. You're free to be here, you're free to do something else. You have a volition. You decide in your own soul what is important in your life. And I know there's things that go on, like you get sick. I mean, Tim got leprosy here and couldn't be here for several days, and his ears started falling off and his nose. And he looks better now that he's lost those things, by the way. Congratulations. The Lord just getting you looking pretty handsome there, Bucko. So I know that there are times when you're sick and you're not able to be here, and all these things that go on. I know I had aneurysm repairs, and I wasn't here while that aneurysm repair was going on. I got to have my knees repaired, but I'm having a hard time finding a time to do that. And when I went in for my aneurysm repair, it was on my birthday, the last one, on my birthday. So when I'm there all ready to go into surgery, I said, I want you to know today's my birthday and it's going to be great. So you guys are going to do a fantastic job. And if you screw up and I die, I'll be in heaven. If you do a great job, I'll see you all on the other side. But happy birthday to me. So I thought, well, my birthday's coming up here this next month. Maybe I'll get my knees done on my birthday. But you all have a free will. You're the product of your own decisions. You're free to be here. You're free to be somewhere else. And I can't make anybody do anything. But I am here to teach you what the Wonder Counselor says in his word. Well, that's the first characteristic. Now that brings us to the second characteristic, and we will take a look at that on Sunday morning. Now again, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we have the communion service, followed by a movie. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge each one of us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.